from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, would you go to me for a brief announcement?
Seeing no objection and nobody else in the chamber, proceed.
Yeah, for those listening, we are going to adjourn at the end of this session until Monday. There's going to be snow all over the state. We don't have any scheduled business tomorrow, so we are going to go straight to Monday so that people can get home safely today rather than risking it tomorrow. So I wanted to clarify that. Anybody's got any questions, they can come down.
Can I inquire of you real quickly?
Surely.
And the intent would be to reschedule the Senate seminar with the 2020 committees?
For hopefully next week.
Next week.
That's right. So watch your messages, and you'll know when those are scheduled. But we're not bringing, we check, we're not bringing anybody in from the out of the area that's already traveling, so we can go ahead and go now. Okay. Mr. President, would you inquire the Secretary if we have messages from the Governor?
She has already told me we have messages from the Governor.
She has?
Would you like those read?
I would.
Actually, would you like those entered into the journal?
Just put them in the journal. Read?
Okay. And those would be appointments, and I'm going to refer those to the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee.
Okay. Then, without objection, the Senate would go to the order of business of first readings of pre-filed bills.
First readings of pre-filed bills.
Senate Bill 577, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to ethics. Senate Bill 578, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to port authorities. Senate Bill 579, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to prohibited activities by Kansas City police officers. Senate Bill 580, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to political subdivisions. Senate Bill 581, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to political subdivisions. Senate Bill 582, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to recording fees for preservation of local records by the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 583, introduced by Senator Champion, an act relating to the regulation of the insurance market for the protection of senior citizens. Senate Bill 584, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to the reauthorization of certain tax credit programs. Senate Bill 585, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to the authority to construct, maintain, and operate toll facilities. Senate Bill 586, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to sexually oriented businesses. Senate Bill 587, introduced by Senator Nodler, an act relating to the 10th Amendment Commission. Senate Bill 588, introduced by Senator Nodler, an act relating to projected property tax liability notices for certain counties. Senate Bill 589, introduced by Senator Nodler, an act relating to disqualification of candidates for public office. Senate Bill 590, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to conducted energy devices. Senate Bill 591, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to repealing the death penalty. Senate Bill 592, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to domestic violence. Senate Bill 593, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less. Senate Bill 594, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to adoption records. Senate Bill 595, introduced by Senator Days, was withdrawn. Senate Bill 596, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to Show Me Small Business Districts. Senate Bill 597, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to state contracts. Senate Bill 598, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to the acceptance of installment payments for certain property taxes. Senate Bill 599, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to the Vocational Enterprises Program. Senate Bill 600, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to access to the dome of the state capitol. Senate Bill 601, introduced by Senator Crowell, was withdrawn. Senate Bill 602, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits. Senate Bill 603, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to school enrollment. Senate Bill 604, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to major water uses. Senate Bill 605, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to county classification. Senate Bill 606, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to comprehensive day rehabilitation services under the MoHealthNet program. Senate Bill 607, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy families benefits. Senate Bill 608, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to tax credits for certain contributions. Senate Bill 609, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to election judges. Senate Bill 610, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to employee password protection. Senate Bill 611, introduced by Senator Green, an act relating to standards for window coverings in child care facilities and foster homes. Senate Bill 612, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps. Senate Bill 613, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps. Senate Bill 614, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to anti-bullying policies. Senate Bill 615, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits. Senate Bill 616, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to faith-based community health centers. Senate Bill 617, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to sexually oriented businesses. Senate Bill 618, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to insurance coverage for diagnosis and treatment of autism spectrum disorders. Senate Bill 619, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to commercial zone. Senate Bill 620, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the 45th Judicial Circuit. Senate Bill 621, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to digital cadastral parcel mapping. Senate Bill 622, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to pesticide registration. Senate Bill 623, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to sales tax refunds. Senate Bill 624, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to downtown revitalization preservation redevelopment projects. Senate Bill 625, an act introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to child care subsidies. Senate Bill 626, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to human rights. Senate Bill 627, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to immunizations against the human papillomavirus. Senate Bill 628, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to county inventory. Senate Bill 629, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to the Missouri Healthy Workplace Recognition Program. Senate Bill 630, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to manufactured homes. Senate Bill 631, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to protecting children from sexual offenders. Senate Bill 632, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to dog fighting. Senate Bill 633, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to telephone calls. Senate Bill 634, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to a tax credit for homes built under Green Bill standards. Senate Bill 635, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to a tax credit for processed biomass engineered fiber fuel. Senate Bill 636, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the payment of health insurance claims. Senate Bill 637, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the use of automated photo red light enforcement systems by local governments. Senate Bill 638, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to taxes to fund emergency services. Senate Bill 639, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to MoHealthNet fraud. Senate Bill 640, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to transportation development districts. Senate Bill 641, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 642, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the promotion of the efficient use of healthcare revenues. Senate Bill 643, introduced by Senator Kevany, an act relating to the St. Louis Police Force. Senate Bill 644, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to taxes to fund tourism and convention centers. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to the repeal and reduction of certain committees and commissions. Senate Bill 646, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to criminally negligent storage of a firearm. Senate Bill 647, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to equal employment practices. Senate Bill 648, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to campaign contribution limits. Senate Bill 649, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to the designation of Girl Scout Day. Senate Bill 650, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to brachial plexus injuries. Senate Bill 651, introduced by Senator Days, an act relating to advanced voting. Senate Bill 652, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to jury trials and termination of parental rights proceedings. Senate Bill 653, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the shock incarceration program. Senate Bill 654, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the Missouri Special Needs Scholarship Tax Credit Program. Senate Bill 655, introduced by Senator Crow, an act relating to the regulation of methamphetamine precursor substances. Senate Bill 656, introduced by Senator Mayer, was withdrawn. Senate Bill 657, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway. Senate Bill 658, introduced by Senator Stofer, an act relating to sales tax exemption for farm products sold at farmers markets. Senate Bill 659, introduced by Senator Stofer, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions for non-domestic game birds sold for hunting. Senate Bill 660, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the unlawful use of weapons. Senate Bill 661, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to smoking prevention and cessation. Senate Bill 662, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement. Senate Bill 663, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to telephone calls. Senate Bill 664, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to dogfighting. Senate Bill 665, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the military leave of public employees. Senate Bill 666, introduced by Senator Schumer, an act relating to accessibility of offices in the state capitol. Senate Bill 667, introduced by Senator Schumer, an act relating to the Seat Availability and Competition Act. Senate Bill 668, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the imposition of a transient guest tax by certain cities. Senate Bill 669, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to a sales tax to fund public safety improvements. Senate Bill 670, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the compromise of taxes and penalties for property subject to certain actions as abandoned property. Senate Bill 671, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to property taxes. Senate Bill 672, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to teacher tenure. Senate Bill 673, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to unemployment. Senate Bill 674, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to deposits required by public utilities. Senate Bill 675, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the St. Louis Police Force. Senate Bill 676, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the prostate cancer pilot program. Senate Bill 677, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to alternate rate schedules. Senate Bill 678, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to billboards. Senate Bill 679, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to third-party candidates. Senate Bill 680, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to hazardous substance releases. Senate Bill 681, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to duty-free zones. Senate Bill 682, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the Land Assemblage Tax Credit Program. Senate Bill 683, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to an income tax program for poll workers. Senate Bill 684, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to adoptions occurring in a foreign country. Senate Bill 685, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the financial condition of certain insurance companies. Senate Bill 686, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to hearing officers for appeals before the State Tax Commission. Senate Bill 687, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to motor vehicle inspections. Senate Bill 688, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the reporting of the number of students enrolled in schools. Senate Bill 689, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the Missouri Clean Energy Technology Center. Senate Bill 690, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the Healthy Pet Act. Senate Bill 691, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the Homeless Persons Assistance. Senate Bill 692, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to the criminalization of displaying a noose. Senate Bill 693, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to foster care and adoption promotion. Senate Bill 694, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 695, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to jury duty. Senate Bill 696, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to reducing the number of abortions in the state through the Prevention First Act. Senate Bill 697, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to vacant property registration fees. Senate Bill 698, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to telecommunications. Senate Bill 699, introduced by Senator Wilson, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less. Senate Bill 700, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to the creation of exhibition and recreational facility districts. Senate Bill 701, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to the banning of text messaging while operating a motor vehicle. Senate Bill 702, introduced by Senator Schaefer, was withdrawn. Senate Bill 703, introduced by Senator Vogel, an act relating to transient guest taxes. Senate Bill 704, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to billboards. Senate Bill 705, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to utilities. Senate Bill 706, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to the review of license examinations for life insurance producers. Senate Bill 707, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to teacher and school employees' retirement systems. Senate Bill 708, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to Missouri small business organizations. Senate Bill 709, introduced by Senator Schumacher, an act relating to the regulation of the auto body repair industry. Senate Bill 710, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to medical malpractice insurance. Senate Bill 711, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to individual income tax. Senate Bill 712, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the reorganization of state health care. Senate Bill 713, introduced by Senator Mayer, an act relating to public library district sales taxes. Senate Bill 714, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to retirement system audits. Senate Bill 715, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the reorganization of the state health care system. Senate Bill 716, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to special event motor vehicle auction licenses. Senate Bill 717, introduced by Senator Vogel, an act relating to no tax due statements. Senate Bill 718, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to Missouri Development Finance Board Infrastructure Development Fund tax credits. Senate Bill 719, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to racial and gender equity in the membership of boards, commissions, committees, and councils. Senate Bill 720, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to public roadways. Senate Bill 721, introduced by Senator Nadler, an act relating to travel clubs. Senate Bill 722, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the Missouri Universal Health Assurance Program. Senate Bill 723, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the levying of assessment fees to pay for the removal of outdoor advertising signs. Senate Bill 724, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to motor vehicle franchise practices. Senate Bill 725, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to substance abuse of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits. Senate Bill 726, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to a sales and use tax exemption for certain training programs. Senate Bill 727, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to consumer protection for homeowners. Senate Bill 728, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the allocation of tax credits by appropriation. Senate Bill 729, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to Political Subdivision Construction Bidding Standards Act. Senate Bill 730, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the daily expense allowance for senators and representatives. Senate Bill 731, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to private probation services. Senate Bill 732, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to intellectual diversity. Joint resolution. SJR 19, introduced by Senator Bartle, a joint resolution relating to the Highways and Transportation Committee authority to finance, construct, operate, and maintain full toll facility. Senate Joint Resolution 20, introduced by Senator Bartle, a joint resolution relating to laws that are retrospective in operation. Senate Joint Resolution 21, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to the Missouri Savings Account Fund. Senate Joint Resolution 22, introduced by Senator Callahan, a joint resolution relating to creation of Show Me Small Business Districts. Senate Joint Resolution 23, introduced by Senator Ridgway, a joint resolution relating to a public health insurance option sponsored by the federal government. Senate Joint Resolution 24, introduced by Senator Wilson, a joint resolution relating to creation of tax-free zones. Senate Joint Resolution 25, introduced by Senator Cunningham, a joint resolution relating to prohibiting laws interfering with freedom of choice in health care. Senate Joint Resolution 26, introduced by Senator Cunningham, a joint resolution relating to the assessment of real property. Senate Joint Resolution 27, introduced by Senator Lemke, a joint resolution relating to judicial appointments. And Senate Joint Resolution 28, introduced by Senator Lemke, a joint resolution relating to judicial salaries.
Senator from the third.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, if I may say, you look pretty good up there.
It feels good.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of Senate bills. Mr. President, I have a bill.
Senator from the order of business is introduction of bills. The senator from the third. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 733, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the Higher Education Academic Scholarship Program.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 734, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to fine arts education.
No explanation. Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 735, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to public libraries.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill 736, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to collection of taxes.
I would not like to explain the bill. The senator from the third.
Is that all the bills that we have? Then, Mr. President, if you would take us to the order of business of introduction of resolutions. Do we have any resolutions?
Concurrent resolutions.
Well, just resolutions. We have resolutions that are concurrent. No resolutions. Could you take us to the order of business of concurrent resolutions? And I have one of those.
Order of business of concurrent resolutions. Senator from the third.
Thank you. No explanation.
On the order of concurrent resolutions, Senator from the third, see no further concurrent resolutions.
We have one more.
Senate concurrent resolution 32. Introduced by Senator Crowell, a resolution relating to the disapproval of the Missouri State Tax Commission's recommendations regarding the value for each grade of agricultural and horticultural land based on productive capability.
Could you see if we have messages from the House?
We do.
Could you have those read?
Read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 1. House Resolution 1, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 95th General Assembly, second regular session, inform the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session, ready for consideration of business. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 2. House Resolution 2, be it resolved that a message be sent to the Governor of the State of Missouri to inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 95th General Assembly, second regular session of the State of Missouri, are now regularly organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the third.
Without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement if you recognize me for that.
Announcements. Senator from the third.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, once again, we will not be having session tomorrow. We'll start at the 4 on Monday, and the only thing that we had scheduled in the morning was the presentation on the committee on the 2020, and that will be rescheduled for Tuesday at 3 p.m. Tuesday at 3 p.m. We'll send out a notice, so those of you participating in that, you'll know when that's going to be. Tuesday at 3. If there are no further announcements, Mr. President, no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 11th.
Seeing no further business, the House will be adjourned. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Seeing no further business, move that the House stand adjourned until Monday. The Senate stand adjourned until Monday, December 11th, January 11th at 4 p.m. I've only been around this place for 10 years.